And this is Morning Edition on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Rick Gamley. The ride-sharing service Uber is causing a stir in Portsmouth. The company hires third-party drivers and allows customers to request rides using a smartphone app. It's been operating in the city for at least the past month. The company also has drivers in Manchester, where city officials have been debating whether the service should be subject to the same regulations as taxis. That same debate unfolded this week during a meeting of the Portsmouth Taxi Commission. Peter Brissano, is the chairman of the commission. He joins us now to talk about this issue. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thank you.
Peter, there was a large turnout at this week's Taxi Commission meeting. Many drivers were there to speak out against the Uber service. What were some of their concerns?
Their concern is the fact that they must abide by city ordinance in the areas of taxi and vehicle inspections, having to go through background checks with their drivers. Uber doesn't do that, or sidecar, or Lyft. They don't do that. They have their own. Uber has their own way of checking on drivers to see if they have criminal records or bad driving records. But it's not in compliance with city ordinance.
All right. Now, the service has, in all accounts, it's been incident-free so far in Portsmouth, although there was a case recently of a driver in Boston, I know, being accused of assault. But drivers say that they do go through, they undergo those background checks. So why would they need to be regulated?
They may not go into background checks as thorough as the operators of taxis here in Portsmouth, or for that matter, Manchester. The police department gets involved in those background checks, and we have certain parameters that if the applicant does not fall within those parameters, he doesn't get a taxi license.
And the city attorney weighed in on the issue this week, saying Uber drivers are essentially a taxi service and they should be subject to the same regulations. So given that opinion, do you think the city needs to shut Uber down?
I think they need to not shut down. They need to comply with city ordinance. And if they're not complying with city ordinance, then they're breaking the law. So they need to be, held accountable.
You know, part of the appeal of the service is that it is cheaper than traditional taxi services. Is there a sense at all that some of this is pushback, because of threat of competition?
Well, when you say it's cheaper, we have set the cost of a ride in Portsmouth, the upper limit. As for the lower limit, that depends on the on the cab company. They can charge as little as they want for their services. We just Uber doesn't use tax. They don't use meters in their vehicles, so the patron only knows that this is the price from going from point A to point B in Portsmouth, and is that a fair price or not?
This is a conversation that obviously is going to continue. The Taxi Commission voted to hold a public forum about the issue next month. What do you hope to get out of that forum, and what should be the city's next steps?
It's a day in which we can start airing out any kind of laundry that needs to be aired out, and it's a starting point from what actually is going to happen in Portsmouth. What is the city council going to do about the share riding? Do we do the same as Manchester and maybe make a separate ordinance for share riding? But like I say, that's gonna involve a lot of. Uber's going to have to say, well, okay, we'll comply with a safety check on the vehicles, because taxis right now they receive at least two safety inspections per year.
Peter Brissano, thank you so much for your time.
Okay,